Ahmad Hussein Nasrallah from Khayyam, 19 born in 1967, an Israeli spy who currently lives in occupied Palestine. He was arrested in 1996. He stayed in prison until the year 2000. He was released on the 3rd of February the year 2000, and he went to the south on the 14th of February the year 2000, and then went to occupied Palestine in May 2000. His family came back to Lebanon one by one by the Naqoura border crossing in the south. During his presence in occupied Palestine, Mr. Ahmad Nasrallah participated in more than one operation of recruiting more spies for the Israelis. He also gave false information to former Prime Minister Hariri by one of those who worked with Hariri in the security area. He gave information on the following. He gave false information about Ahmad Mughniyeh. He said that Hezbollah wanted to assassinate Rafiq Hariri, and for this reason, Hezbollah has carried out many failed attempts. He said that a car bomb will attempt to assassinate Rafiq Hariri. He said this car bomb was once witnessed in Maram Khayil. There was an intention for Hezbollah to try and take Hariri or draw him to Sidon by assassinating his sister, forcing him to go and witness the funeral of his sister. Now, this is a quote. This is what Sayyid Ahmad Nasrallah had to say. He says, "My name is Ahmad Nasrallah. I know someone who works with former Premier Rafiq Hariri. He worked with him in 1989, and he worked very close to Hariri's sister's house during 1993. After the protests of August against the Oslo Agreement, during that time, I was going to visit my sister, and we saw what happened, the protests and the tense situation between Hariri and Hezbollah. I was asked the question, what happened when the protests were shot at? I told them there is a difficult situation. They want to kill Rafiq Hariri. About one or two weeks passed, I met with the official from the Hariri team, and I told him it seems something is going to happen regarding Rafiq Hariri. And he told me, this official from the Hariri camp told me, can you find out for me what is happening? I told him, yes, I can get you information. About 4 or 5 days passed, I met with this official from Hariri's office. I told him that someone is trying to do this. Muhammad Afif, who works with Ahmad Mughniyeh, he works as a security official. And there is something going on with Hariri. Something is being prepared for. There is some kind of assassination being prepared for. I told him, how can I contact you? And so we agreed that after 1 week, he'd give me a phone number so we could keep in contact with one another. The next week passed, and he gave me the telephone. And every time, I would tell him that there is a car bomb, which is in this street, in Street X or in Street Y. There is a car bomb near the Hariri house. At other times, I would tell him, let Hariri not take this route, let him take the other route, let his convoy pass through another route. So I kept giving him warnings. I kept cautioning him. I told him, where is your friend? Where is your boss? Tell your boss, be careful, there is a car bomb on the way to Baghdad, to the presidential palace. At times, I used to tell him this. So this is the way I used to speak to this official from Hariri's office. Other times, I told him that Mr. Ahmad Mughniyeh is going to Hamra, and so Ahmad Mughniyeh might be trying to monitor certain movements of Hariri. At one time, I also told him that they will try and assassinate Bahiya Hariri, Rafiq Hariri's sister, so Rafiq Hariri would go and participate in her funeral, and on his way to Sidon, they would assassinate Hariri. Abu Hassan Salami also was in Sidon, and for this reason Abu Hassan might request that Sidon be the place to assassinate Mr. Hariri. Every time I used to go to the south, I would tell him that I saw the people of Abu Hassan Salami on the streets. And concerning Muhammad Afif, there was no one called Muhammad Afif. I created this name, Muhammad Afif. I said that Mr. Muhammad Afif works with me and works with Mr. Ahmad Mughniyeh, but I created his name. I don't even know Ahmad Mughniyeh. I just have listened to his name once.